criticism.
Well, it's a possibility, and one we can use as a starting point. Right. The man is a criminal, one of a gang. As you suggested, he falls foul of the others, he double-crosses them, and they swear revenge.
No, I'm sorry, that won't work.
Oh, why not?
Because The Strand is a family magazine. No criminal would expect me to publish his story there.
Some of your stories...
have been carefully edited for public consumption. You know that perfectly well. No, if this man expected me to publicise his case, then I don't think he could have been a criminal. Besides, appealing to the public, that's the act of an innocent man, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. And of course, the real answer's been staring me in the face.
It has.
Where can a hitherto respectable man acquire grime and general dishevelment in a very short space of time?
Well, several places spring to mind.
A hitherto respectable man who pointedly avoids talking to the authorities?
Good Lord. You think he'd been in prison?
Well, at the very least, in a holding cell in a police station, which means he must have escaped, hence the anxiety, the rush, and the empty pockets.
Ah, because his possessions would have been taken away.
Standard procedure. However attached a man might be to his pocketbook and his keys, if he just escaped from his cell, I doubt if he'd stop to retrieve them. Besides which, you already said that his state of mind would have been confused.
In the extreme, if you're right. And coupled with his failing health.
Yes.
Yes, I'll allow that it's possible. Well done, Holmes.
Well, I think we can go further. A man recently in jail who declares that he's about to be killed.
The death penalty?
Yeah, seems a reasonable assumption.
Murder? Or treason?
In either case, he was so utterly convinced of his own innocence that he went to extraordinary lengths. A police station holding cell isn't an easy quib to crack.
You don't think he's faced trial yet?
He doesn't bear any of the signs of a condemned man. His hair has not been shaved, and those hands certainly haven't seen hard labour, even for a short time.
No, you're right. So, no trial yet, but he was completely convinced that he'd be found guilty. The evidence against him must be overwhelming.
Probably circumstantial. Caught standing over the body with a gun in his hand, that sort of thing. Add a motive, and there you are. Doesn't take much to condemn a man to death.
I'd like to think it took more than that.
Couldn't he have brought character witnesses? We don't know his character, do we? For all we know, he might have been a bully and a thug.
That doesn't necessarily make him a murderer.
It makes it easier for the police to decide he's the right man for the vacancy. Present them with a likely enough candidate, and they do tend to stop looking.
Outrageous. When the police get here, will you tell them so?
Well, what if I thought it would do any good? But whoever comes, and whenever they turn up...
How long do you think it'll take?
It's unlikely they'll have any direct connection with his case, whatever it was.
So we might never know.
Unless he has still more to tell us.
Is that likely?
No, probably not. Well, my friend, we found ourselves in some strange situations in the past. But waiting for the official constabulary to remove a corpse from our sitting room floor is probably one of the strangest.
There's no probably about it.
And the rain stopped.
So it has.
I wonder...
What?
I wonder if I could determine which station he was held in.
Is that possible?
Yes, it could be. It depends on the dirt under his nails. Yes, let's have a closer look. Pass me a sheet of paper, will you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you. And small scissors from my desk.
Which drawer?
Left-hand top. In with the lock picks and the handcuffs.
Right.
Yep. Good, thank you. Now, if there's enough material to work with...
Is there?
I'm not sure. To tell you the truth, I'm also not sure. It would be distinctive enough anyway. The walls of a cell are not particularly individual. Now, if he'd been crawling around on his hands and knees in the mud outside the station, I'd be rather more confident. Now, you know, sometimes I wonder if Scotland Yard will ever recognise the power of science in this work. Will there ever come a day when there's a microscope in every police station in the land?
Only if they can find a way to make tea with it.
No, let's see.
Anything?
Nothing. Red dust and general grime could have come from anywhere.
So he's told us all he can, has he? Taken his secrets to the grave?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
I've been investigating the wrong part of his life. It's what happened before he was arrested that's the real point. Don't you agree?
Well, yes, but we can't find out anything about
that. Watson, how many times have you heard me...